Simon Kuf nun hey. Din Prisha Samach Levest, the Chalukim Shabin Vest Kavua Laina Kavua, Bo Yud Bei Sifim. Okay, so Prisha Samach Levest means separation close to the time that a woman's expecting a period. And you could have different types. You could have Vest Kavua, Vest Shaina Kavua. Meaning a consistent cycle that goes every 3 months or every other, or just Tam random. So Aleph, Tana Rabbana, v'izartem es b'nei Yisrael mitumah esom. You should warn the b'nei Yisrael from the tumah. Amar Rav Yoshi, mikana azorah l'b'nei Yisrael she'ifashu min esreseyen. It's an azorah that women, that men have to separate from their wives, samach levest, and close to the vest. V'kama, amar Rava oina. V'oina hi oyoyim, oylaila. And oina, it's either day or night. Shem zman vesta hi b'yoyim, if her cycle's during the day. Afal pisha regila l'ris b'soif ha'yoyim, even though she normally sees it at the end of the day. She still becomes awesome in the beginning of the day. She's regular to see in the morning and she doesn't see. She's still awesome the whole day until the night. And if her vest is at night, even though she normally sees the beginning of the night, or she regila liras b'soif alayla, or she normally sees the end of the night, she's also the whole night. According to many poskim, it's not just from intercourse is she also elegam b'sharmine krivas yasura, from other types of krivas she's also also b'chein yesh lahachmer, and so you're supposed to be machmer. So meaning the ikar adin when you're separating from vestas, it's really just intercourse that you have to separate from. Hugging, kissing, sleeping in the same bed is all allowed, right? But you should be machmer not to touch either. But that again, that's not the ikar adin. And the reason for this is because the intercourse could actually cause the period to come on. So therefore, really, that's the only thing that's also the hugging, and kissing will not cause the period to come on. Some say that the ayna that you have to separate is the ayna that's before this ayna. If her vest is at night, you're also asa the day before. Meaning, so if tonight was the night they have to separate, they'd have to also separate this today. And that's the way you should be noig. Now, most of the world is noig like this, but there are many that say you don't have to. But let's say you're traveling the next day, or you're coming back, or the tefillah was chal on the night before the vest, you should not be machmir. Or if right, so it's not so common that you'll have the lel tefillah falling on a vest, but if it does, he's saying that you should not be machmir. But some say you should touch, but you shouldn't have actual intercourse. Okay, Gimel Isha Shein Lavest Kavua. A woman does not have a set cycle. As I tamid yom shleishim shalachar yom riyasa, then for her the 30th day after a period starts, hula kamay vest kavua. That's considered like a set cycle and a kvius v'nikras ayna benis, and that is called v'nikras ayna benis. That's called ayna benis. Going shirasa yom beis parshas noyach. Let's say she sees it on a Monday of Parshas Noach. As I Yom Dalid, Parshas told us, the Wednesday of Parshas told us, right, 4 weeks later, Ula Kamoi Ves Kavua. Now, most disagree with this. This is Ramosha Feinstein, I'm at the Paskin this way too, that it's really, this is 31 days later. Most other poets can say that the Tuesday of Parshas Toldos would be the day, not Wednesday. She has to also be worried about everything that she sees in La Flagas, if it's the amount of days in between one period and the next. And any time that we have to be chayshes, that perhaps she'll see it. Habal lifreish. And we said that the husband has to stay away on the oina that's close to it. Meaning that's what we call the oina's arzarua. Right? Fine. Dalit. Kol ish shurah sadam. Tzrichi yilach Hashem agam b'pam acher tir b'yem hu b'zman hazeh. If a woman sees blood, then she has to be choshish that perhaps the next time she's going to see on that day and in that time. It goes without saying if she doesn't have a veskavua now. It's pasha that what she needs to, we need to be choshish that perhaps she'll see oid bezman kazeh and be kaveh vest. Ela isha, filu sheyesh vest kavua, but a woman, even if she has a vest kavua, meira lo sheshintza vest. Let's say it happens that she changes her cycle, meaning she's seeing every month and the fifth day of the month, and then all of a sudden one month she goes to the seventh. But also shalevishas vest, and she sees shalevishas vest. Tzricha hi lochish gam l'riya hazais. She has to be choshish also with this riya, ki shema tishana vest l'zman acher. Perhaps she'll change her vest to another time. Aval im lo shin sevesta. But if she doesn't change her vest, ela she'iru lo gam riya achas shalevishas vesta. Right? If she doesn't change the vest, but it happens that she sees another riya that's not b'shas vest, as ain't a tzricha lochish liya hazais, she doesn't have to worry about that. All right? Since she's already worried about her set cycle, which she has, she doesn't have to worry about a fluke seeing. All right? Meaning, so what's the difference between the first case and the second case? So the first case is if she was changing her vest, so she had a regular. She had a regular, she didn't see on her regular day, and she had a cycle on a different day. So then she has to be, meaning she's expecting on the fifth day of the month, Hebrew fifth day of the month. Then she doesn't get on the fifth, she gets on the 10th, so she has to worry about the 10th. The second case is she saw it on the fifth, and then again she saw on the 12th or something like that, which would be a fluke. Then that you don't have to worry about, right? Because she has a vest kavua already. Hey, v'ninka dugma v'isha shein l'vest. He says, now let's go through an example. Right, Rosa yoim beis Rosh Chodesh Iyar. She sees the second day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar, meaning Ayif Aleph Iyar, who yoim chafei boy, and on the 25th day, tzrichi lachash l'Rosh Chodesh Sivan. She has to be worried about Rosh Chodesh Sivan, ki yesh l'lachash shema tikva vest l'Rosh Chodesh. We have to be choshed that she's seeing her vest on Rosh Chodesh. V'gam b'yom beis Sivan tzrichi lachash. She also has to be worried about beis Sivan mishum ayin abenis. Because that happens to be the 30, again, that's his shita that the Ayin HaBeinus is on the 31st day. Baruch Chodesh Sivan, perhaps she'll change from aflogos. Since her day of separation was 23 days, meaning it's not 23, it's really 25, right? Seeing on the first of the month to the 25th is 25, but he's calling it 23 because he's not counting the period days. Doesn't really make a difference how you count it, as long as you count it the same way every month. And then you have to be choshish. And then on the 25th Iyar, she's going to have 4 days to keep. Taisif Yud Tes Yom Chodesh Sivan. So she has on 19 days from Sivan. Then she's concerned for the 20th. If the 20th of Sivan comes, she doesn't see Cheshesh Yom Chafei Boy. Because Rosh Chodesh Iyar was already uprooted, this that she didn't see in Rosh Chodesh Sivan. If a woman didn't see on a date 3 times, then that all she needs is to miss it once and it goes away. And the dugma to a woman who has a vest, she has a vest kavua to see an aflog of the 25th. And she changes in the next month, she doesn't see until the 28th. She needs to wait 25 days, mishum Vesta, because of her cycle of right. The 25th day comes and she doesn't see mishum, because of the riyah that she passed. Rosa gamata b'yom chaf ches, adayin hi asura gam b'yom chafei l'riyazu mishum Vesta. Loi rosa gamata biyom chav hei, ela biyom chav ches, hukva yom chav ches, levesta, ויום כ"ה נקר, and the 25th is נקר, דהכרתי כמו פעמים פחותה. אם לא ישבוס הרי זה האחרינס, and if the last cycles that she saw are not equal, כגון שרו עשה לחוף חס, לחוף טס, ללמד א', right? So that's 28, 29, and 31. עוקר וסט הראשון, ואין לו וסט חדש, then she's עיקר her first vest, and she doesn't have a new vest. It's Yichat Tamed Lachash Miriya Achrein, and she has to constantly worry about her last Riyo LaFlogo LiYom HaChodesh LaYom HaVenis Ad SheTikva Vest Chodesh, until she creates a new vest. Okay, this is obviously very technical, and it's very hard to do in a chick-chock thing, but basically the main rules to know is that till she establishes a set pattern, which is 3 consistent days, then she just worries about from month to month. And that's it. Yeah. Okay, we will stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night.
Thank you. Enjoy the wedding.
Thank you. I don't think I'm going to go.